Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 17th, 2014. Today is Maundy Thursday. Christians all over the world will have their attention fixed for the next several days as we live out, proclaim, and in some cases reenact the central story to our faith. And the central story is this: Jesus, betrayed, tried, suffered, died, buried, and risen. We tell this story every year not so we can get the particulars of the story in us, but so that if only for a few hours, we can get ourselves in the story. The story is not something that's back there somewhere. The story is here and now. The word Maundy comes from an Anglicanized version of a Latin word which means commandment. At the beginning of the great 3 days, we remember Jesus' commandment, his commandments, really, to his disciples. The commandments are pretty simple, easy to comprehend. Love one another. Serve one another. Eat together. He acts those final two things out in very particular ways. Serve one another. He gives us the example by washing his friends' feet. This service is actually a way that we demonstrate our love for one another. In Jesus' way of teaching, love is not a feeling, but a set of behaviors. And service to each other is at the top of the loving list. The next commandment that Jesus gives has to do with a particular kind of meal. He takes some bread and breaks it and says, "This is my body." He takes some wine and drinks it and says, "This is my blood." And then he commands his followers to observe that meal. Christians have been breaking bread together and sharing a cup of wine for millennia. This is my body. This is my blood. Feast together. Serve one another. And in the feasting and the serving, discover your love for each other. The love that comes from God and is distributed through your assembly by the Holy Spirit. These are important days. And yet I am very aware that everyone's life goes on. The world does not stop for us to go to church. Our job responsibilities, our family responsibilities, our responsibilities as adult children of aging parents, our responsibilities as a spouse, none of those things go away during these 3 days. It's easy to think of these opportunities for worship as just one more thing to do. And indeed, we recognize that people will pick and choose according to the rest of their life. But my hope is that in some way, even if we can only pause and remember that there's a group of people that are our friends and neighbors who are gathered in worship on our behalf, that we will be reminded anew that living this life that Jesus calls us to is pretty simple, not always easy. We are simply called to love one another, to serve one another, and to feast together around the table of our Lord, around the table of the one who said, "This is my body, this is my blood, broken and poured out for you." Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose dear Son on the night before he suffered instituted the sacrament of his body and blood, mercifully grant that we may receive it thankfully in remembrance of Jesus Christ our Lord, who in these holy mysteries gives us a pledge of eternal life, and who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.